Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
The Lord will continue to increase you in the mighty name of Jesus. You have a beautiful assembly. And the Lord will continue to enrich you in Jesus' name. I also want to congratulate the Treasure Vessels. Congratulations on your conference, your summit. The Lord will continue to take you to higher heights in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, Jesus said on the last day of the feast, today is the last day of the feast, Jesus cried out. He will cry out into our hearts today in Jesus' name. Now, on the letter of the IV that I received, I saw at the top the finishing. Wow. That's a top one. What it means is that according to the Apostle Paul, that we are the generation upon whom the end has come. Now, you and I, every one of us, I believe we are sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We are at the end of end. Remember I said on Friday that the Gio, Pastor Iye Adeboye, and I want to thank God because it's on his platform that our mommy or Sammy B, we met, right? From that altar, women of God brought together, so we pick our fire from that altar. In 2020, something happened, and that Gio said, there's countdown. Countdown. And when you say countdown, you are getting to the D-Day. And the D-Day is the coming of the Lord. And the Lord can come in either way. He can come today for some people. That is, anybody that dies today, that person's Jesus has come. Hallelujah. And if you perceive around you, the way people are being called home, it will make us to sit down and think about one's life. These people, they are people, in fact, you can call them generals in the army of God. Yes, will you say they don't pray? They pray. Look at what happened when one died. Excuse me. Say they don't fast. Say they don't pray. What do they... What happened though? Ah, that day when they called me, somebody called me and said, he's hearing one news. I said, nah, lie. It won't happen. It cannot happen. Until it was now confirmed. Why I'm saying all this is that we need to sit up. There is work, oh. There is work. And we should get ready for any time. We pray we live long. And we shall live long. It depends on God. Do you understand? Because he's on the other side of the door. He opens. If he shuts it, there's nothing we can do about it. Our own is to be ready. Now, talking about the finishing generation, it reminds me of the relay race. You know, in the relay race, we have the person that's going to start the starter. Very, very important. Then we have the people in between, right? So four, let's say 4 by runners. The starter, very important. The 2 people in between, very important. But the last leg is the most important. Because that last leg, whatever could have happened during between the former 3 people, some people, they would drop batting, pick up. The last leg would have to make up for whatever has happened. So it is important. So if we are the finishing generation, we carry tremendous. I'm going to just tell us about the plans of God, right? Some prophecies that have gone forth. Some, I will not dwell too much on it. Then I will now tell us where we are and what we should be doing, especially in relation with our theme that says beauty for ashes. So, now, in the 70s, a revival broke out in Nigeria. I am a product of that revival. Amen. And a lot of people in front, in the vanguard, they are products of that revival. God moved. He moved. There was a fresh outpouring of His Holy Spirit in Nigeria. That I know. Even Pastor Adeboye is also the product of that revival. Is it Oyedepo? My husband, all of us got born again that area at different ages. I got born again in 1972. My husband got born again in 1975. So he will always say that I am senior. Only in that area. He does not agree any other thing. So my husband got born again in 1972. I got born again as a teenager. And I thank God for it. That is why I am well. I thank God that I got born again at that time. So, that revival swept through. People, you know, were getting born again like that, and God started raising up men. It was the Holy Spirit, the ministry gift, you get up and begin to do, to work. God used Pastor S.G. Elton at that time to raise. He always said it that he's afraid that he will not witness most of the things that will happen. That he's doing. Of course, he went in 1980-something, 87 precisely. Why am I telling you this? We are all products of prophecies. Right? Products of prophecy. A lot of prophecies have gone forth, negative and positive. My prayer is that we shall be products of positive prophecies. Even the negative ones must be fulfilled. Yes. I always pray, Father, when you want to do any dirty job, I'm not available. God will use somebody. Yes, He will use somebody. But you can determine what happens to your life. I say, Lord, when you want to do all those things, I'm not available. Please. The Lord will help us in Jesus. Ah, it's true. You know, the Bible says we should be like little children. Right? I'm like a child when it comes to the things of the kingdom. Little things, I quickly respond. Ah, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, that revival came. If you look at the calculation of time, it's about 50 years now. something is happening now in this season. And that is a revival is supposed to happen now. So, I have told us that one. Then, another thing is that I was like Mommy or Sonny said, I belong to the intercessors for Nigeria. Yeah? And then also under, we are also under intercessors for Africa. So there was this conference, Intercessors for Africa, in Abeokuta, April 1999, precisely. That was the eve of this millennium. There was a prophecy that came. It was given by a white South African prophet, as it were, woman. So she prophesied at that time that this century in which we are entering, this millennium, it is for women. And God is going to use women, right, in this century. So that prophecy, I want you ladies to listen very well and key into it. Now, I had that prophecy, I did not really take heed. But later, when things started happening in Nigeria, in the world, then we have women prime minister, then we have the first woman minister of finance, this one, women, in fact, then I remembered, that was what God said. So I want you to say to yourself, this is my time. Ladies in the house, this is my time. So listen carefully to what God is saying so that you can be part of it. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, so I've talked about 15 years, then talked about the women in this millennium. You can see that even UN, everything. So don't be lazy, women. Read. Look at so many things that are available, right, for you, so that you can make it. And you will make it in Jesus' name. Now, in this new dispensation, this dispensation of revival, and revival leads to restoration. So these are the things that are about to happen. You look at the situation in Nigeria. A lot of things have gone the other way. And everyone is crying, looking for something from where we have been, we've always been. So, a lot of things are going on. Now, this new dispensation, I want to start talking on it from Acts chapter 3. Acts 3:19. Now it reads, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. This new dispensation is going to be time of revival and time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Where it is going to start from is repentance. And that is the ashes of our theme. Repentance. Remember, I told us that when I looked, I checked, what does ashes mean? From the dictionary, it says, it is a symbol of repentance, right? It's a symbol of mourning. It's a symbol of, and especially in the Jews' culture, when they are mourning, they will sit in ashes, right? Rub themselves with ashes. ashes. That is mourning, repentance. Like we can see in Esther chapter 4, verse 1. So I'm going to talk about repentance majorly now. Before you can repent, you must agree that you are wrong. Right? You must agree that you are wrong. A lot of us don't agree that we are wrong. We justify our actions. We justify, you know, terrible things. Excuse ourselves. Not following God wholly. Right? Compromising here and there. But let me tell you, the Lord is demanding 100% from us. And He will help us to make it in Jesus' name. Talking about repentance, it is the Lord that can help us to repent. Do you know why I said that? In Isaiah chapter 6, the scripture says that when He was sending Isaiah out, He said that you should make them to be blind. Make them not to hear. Make them, you know, not to say, because if they hear, if they see, that they will repent. That thing shocked me. That Father, may this not be my portion in Jesus' name. So He's in charge of everything, sovereign. But in Jesus' name, the good prophecies will come over our lives. So there are some things you need to do for these prophecies to come upon our lives. And that is repentance, biggest one. And we need to do it now because of what God is about to do. He's even doing it now. Let's see 2 Chronicles 7:14, our popular scripture. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now, many a time, we in the body of Christ, we've humbled ourselves with fasting. Do you understand? Especially the solemn assemblies that we call, we humble ourselves, we pray. We pray. We seek God's face. But there's something that we have not done. Especially the body of Christ. We have not turned from our wicked ways. So in this season, God is a command that we should repent. We should turn from our wicked ways. You can see what the state of the church is. We are part of the corruption in the land. So many wicked things, to the extent that we don't have power to influence things. But the Lord is commanding us to repent. And because the Lord is the one in charge, we pray that we reign repentance. That if God does it, nobody will be able to resist it. I look back, the day I got born again, what did they talk about? I tell you, one of the scriptures that convicted me that day was that all our righteousness is like filthy rags. Because before I got born again, I was a good girl, in quotes. Yes, girl. I don't like to disobey, you know. But that day, the Holy Spirit convicted me. All my righteousness is like filthy rags. The Lord will bring us under conviction. those things we hold on to, and we say, you know, that kind of a thing, God will, it will rain upon us the spirit of repentance in the church, in the nation. Even our nation will bow. We will repent, though, and we'll turn from our wicked ways. What do you want to say about the bloodshed that is in this land? The wickedness. You know, you and I know the story of this poor girl that entered BRT. And her life was wasted. Jesus! And you think God is happy with us? The best thing is for us to repent. That brings me to what identificational repentance. You may say, I am not the one that did it. But the judgment is coming on everyone. So therefore, let's see what Nehemiah did. Let's see Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 4. It came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and mourned. That is sitting in ashes. Yes, certain days. Fasted, prayed before the God of heaven. Now, I want to say something. Some of us, we don't really know what is going on. We don't listen. We are not bothered. What is happening, in Nigeria, even in your family, you need to know. You need to hear. Those things will help you to repent. I want to just add it to you that the reason why your family, you should listen and know the history of your family, you know so many things that are going on there, so that you can repent. And the family can repent, you can repent, the family can repent and bring deliverance. So that they can enter into what God is doing right now. Very, very important. Remember, God said he will visit the sins unto fourth generation. So don't say, it's not your co-commune. Okay, everyone. Hallelujah. So, Nehemiah had asked about the news about Jerusalem, and they told him how the walls were broken down. You know, terrible news. Now, you know what he did? After he heard that, he mourned. Now, he did what I know and I'm telling us to do, identificational repentance. We find that in verse 5 to 7 of Nehemiah 1. Verse 5 to 7. Then he prayed, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of your servant. Then he said, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. That is identificational repentance. The sins of Nigeria, we need to repent. Identify with this wickedness. As you are seated here, they are still killing people in Benue State. Blood is still flowing. Blood is still flowing. Even in Kaduna, yes, they are still going on. And do you know what God hates most? Blood in the land. And that is why 2023, and people are spilling blood for that. We need to repent. We need to remind God of his prophecies over Nigeria. God has said that he is going to make Nigeria a great nation. Right? He even said he will give us a new Nigeria. We have been struggling with that prophecy. Some people have vowed that we shall not have a new Nigeria. But I bring you good tidings. That at a meeting I attended last year, in August, a prophecy came out and said that that new Nigeria has been born in heaven. Did you hear me? That new Nigeria has been born in heaven. But God is looking for the people that he will hand over this new Nigeria. I say again to us, there is work to do. Hallelujah. There is beauty for ashes. There is work to do. Ishe? So, work. And like I said, it starts from that repentance. Turn from our wicked ways. Now, God is looking for people, individuals, companies that he's going to use for this, to deliver new Nigeria into their hands. The work that God is going to do, I want us to see it from Luke chapter 5, verse 35 to 37 to 39. Luke 5, 37. Okay. And no man putteth new wine into old wine, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. God is looking for new wine skins. Do you understand? New wine skins. Really, for us to fit the picture that God wants to use in this new Nigeria, we need to deal with our nature. This nature of sin. As we are repenting, we begin to bring forth fruits of repentance. Remember what John said in John chapter 3? He says, the axe is laid. God is commanding us, bring forth fruits of repentance. If you say you are a Christian, let us see that you are a Christian. Now, the things that you should do to help us to bring times of refreshing is that even as God wants to do something new, let's go to the next verse. 38, please. Luke 5, 38, yes. But new wine must be put into new bottles or both, and both are preserved. That's what God wants to do. He's bringing times of refreshing, new wine, new anointing, but it must be put into new bottles so that it will not be wasted. And time is short. God doesn't have time for wastage in this season. Amen. No time for wastage. So therefore, let's go to verse 39. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desired new, for he said the old is better. What I really want to bring out is that, talking about the new wine skin, new wine into the old wineskin. God can renew the old wineskin. How does he do it? Number one, we need to surrender our lives to the Lord completely and ask the Lord to sit over us. Hallelujah. Sit over us, like in Malachi chapter 3 verse 1, that he will refine us. Amen. Those are the things that can bring beauty out of our lives when we are refined. Remember my old school song? Refine our nature. And the Holy Spirit does that. So, we bring ourselves to the Lord in surrender, in repentance, soberness, and ask him to sit over us. Surrender yourself for the Lord to walk on. Right? So that he will purify He will purge. Yes, we are the priest. We are the church. He will purge us. Times of refreshing can come upon us in this nation in Jesus' name. As we, you know, part of that renewal is that simply in the olden days, they will bring the old wineskin. You know, it has shrunk from use. Do you understand? So if you put the new wine inside this, you know, the new wine has strength, power. That old wineskin will burst and the wine will be wasted. Like I said, God does not have time for wastage this time. So, what we're going to do is, the old wineskin will bring it, right? And we soak it inside water. That water is the word of God. All of us, we must develop the habit of sitting at Jesus' feet, soaking our lives with the word of God. After soaking the wine skin inside water for many days, right? By that time, it will be succulent, soft. So the wine skin is now brought out and spread into the sun. The sun signifies the experiences of life. After you've been with Jesus, you've been taught, he has worked upon your life, now experiences of life will be coming on you. Sun will be coming on you to test of what stuff you are made of. And then, you know, like that. My prayer is that we will submit to the dealings of God. After that, then they will now rub oil into the wineskin. Rub oil. That oil is the Holy Spirit. Olive oil in those days, they will rub into the wineskin. So, you know, it's the Holy Spirit in our own time. We need to bring ourselves into the place wherein we are filled with the Holy Spirit continually. Hallelujah. That we are filled with the Holy Spirit continually. I pray one prayer for myself. You should pray it for yourself. I want to be a woman full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So you too should be men and women full of the Holy Ghost. So we need to do that. And then, do you know what? We need to find time to be alone with the Lord. Retreats are recommended. When reading through the Bible and looking at Jesus, that was what he practiced very well. While people go to sleep, he will go to his Mount Olives. Right? After ministration or whatever, he will still go and retreat. And especially in this our time, there are too many distractions. I want to tell you so. Too many. I want to encourage us to find time to retreat. Yes. So that we can be in the presence of the Lord and all these things will happen to us in Jesus' name. So that the times of refreshing can come. So after doing that to the wineskin, the wineskin is now pouring the new wine. So anywhere the new wine, do you understand? That renewed wineskin will be able to take it. As the Lord works upon our lives individually and corporately, may we be able to take the anointing that is coming now in the name of Jesus. So that times of refreshing will come over our lives, our families, even our nation. The touch of God in particular. The Lord will return to us. And we shall return to the Lord. So, that is where we should be. Right? Where beauty will return to us. I pray that the Lord will qualify us. That is the important thing. God chooses his listener, you know. Heaven knows that you are here today. May the Lord depend on you. He's speaking because he wants to help us. He wants to use us, each and every one of us. Mommy Osanibi was talking about assignment. Take time to find out your purpose. Right? In this assembly, what's your purpose? In your family, where you are born, what is your purpose? One of the purpose in my life is that in my family, on both mother and father, I am firstborn. Firstborn. In my mother's side, eldest. In my father's side, eldest. That is a great work. But it just dawned on me. I said, hey, Father, help me not to fail. Amen. Look at yourself. Think that the way God has positioned you is not by accident. It's for a purpose. Find out that purpose and begin to run with it. Amen? Because this is a time of revival. When you go, if your Jesus comes today, what will be said about you when you are gone? Think about it. And if it is Jesus himself that comes, grab, no time to do anything, how? What will you say when you appear before him? Well, what will you say? So, I believe the call, the cry of the Lord Jesus on this third day of the feast is that wake up. Sit up. Wherever you need to repent, repent. And bring forth fruits of repentance. Whatever the sin, the certain sin, whatever it is, God can deliver you. Now, one scripture that we're going to pray with. When I read it, I told you, I always behave like a child, and it helps me a lot. Revelation chapter 22, the verse before, behold, I come, and my reward is with me. Please help me with that. Revelation 22. Remember, that's the last book of the Bible. No, Revelation 22. This scripture, I've read it. It says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. When I read that scripture, I was afraid. I started crying. I said, Lord, it means you are going to leave people to do whatever they like? Don't leave me, oh. Ha. He said, filthy. And you know what's for filthiness in our lives. Continue. The unjust continue. And in verse 12 says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I want us to rise up. I want us to rise up. clue you've had. And I don't want you to, when somebody asks you what happened at the meeting that you went to, you will not just say, the woman spoke. The woman spoke. I want you, you'll be able to share with that person, the woman spoke, oh, but this is what I did. Yes. So I want us to look at ourselves. I believe God has eternal purpose for every one of us. And what he is about to do. Let's begin to talk to God. Let's tell him, Father, don't leave me. In my state, don't leave me. Please. Please don't leave me. Whatever you are going to do to help me to come out of my filthy state, of my wickedness. Some of us, we don't know that God hates wickedness. Even laziness is wickedness. So many things in the Bible that connotes wickedness. Let us begin to call upon the Lord. Please, oh Father, don't leave me. I beg you. Plead with him. Don't leave me the way I am. I don't want to remain the way I am. I am begging you. You can do it. Please do it. Please, let's talk to God. Father, In any way, I am not measuring up to your standard. Father, I call upon you. Oluwa, I call upon you and I'm asking for mercy. Oh God, the Lord will have mercy, forgive, deliver in the name of Jesus. Inikushikaba, ineleke diko shiria, bogala yeke digo shiria, mereke yeke lege shiria. Lord help, send help to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Mokuri yege shiria, mekala mashike lege ye, orike lege shi mekala mashiria. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want to say to us that this prayer will not end here. When you get back home, find time to sit with the Lord and beg him, don't leave me alone. Don't leave me alone. Just change me. What that you want to do, please, let us take time. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we just want to thank you for today. Thank you for loving us. Oh Lord, thank you for sending us your word. Thank you for your plan and your purposes for each and every one of us. Father, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. We say glory be to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Lord and our God, we ask, Holy Spirit, please help us. Help us, oh, help us. You said, when we come to you, you will not cast us away. So we have come, oh Lord. Help us, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless us, oh Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
If you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit, you can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings, School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m., Governmental Prayers every Thursday 6 p.m., Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.